Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Noxcast episode 63.
Yeah, hi. Hi, I'm Robert, and this is my friend.
Hey.
This is my friend Jason.
Yeah, Robert's out of the trunk.
I'm out of the trunk, and I'm back here.
Yep.
I'm back out of the trunk.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's nice to finally have, like, a regular episode where we're not, like, in a sock world and I'm not in a trunk.
I know, it is nice. That is a nice thing.
It is nice. So how have you been?
I've been good.
I've been alright.
Swell.
Yeah, so how's the movie?
Swell.
Swell?
Swell, with a capital S.
I'm swell, too.
Swell.
I'm swell. Right when we started this episode, I ran out of...
What's that?
...the drink I was drinking.
Oh, you did?
So I have nothing to drink for this whole episode.
I have some water.
Oh, you have some water? I have water, too, but...
It's this thing by Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills?
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr. Yeah, Zephyr Hill. It's a small little bottle of water, and it looks like an octopus.
Looks like an octopus?
Yeah, it's called the Aquapod.
The Aquapod?
Yeah, and the bottle kind of looks like a little baby octopus.
Aquapod? That sounds too important to be just a thing of water.
It's just water.
It sounds way too important. That sounds like a weapon.
It's not a weapon,
No, actually, it sounds like a Batman vehicle. The Aquapod.
It's the Aquapod.
It's to the Aquapod.
The Aquapod. You know, it is, because, you know, you don't see too many, new types of bottle designs, but this one's the Aquapod.
Yeah, I'm watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. What is his big adventure this time?
Pee-wee's in Texas right now, and there's a bunch of cowboys riding bulls, of course.
My goodness.
Yeah, because that's exactly how Texas is. It's just cowboys.
See, Pee-wee got it right.
Yeah, sure he did.
Pee-wee Herman.
He sings like half of the Deep in the Heart of Texas song, and all these cowboys know the end of it.
Yeah.
That's exactly... What?
Can you hear me?
What do you do? I'm here.
Oh.
Wait, Travis.
Hmm? Are you talking to someone else?
Sorry, I was talking to Megan. She's in the background.
Ah.
I guess you can't hear.
No.
Yeah, her brother would sing that song whenever somebody would call his...
That's great.
Whenever somebody would call from Texas, he would say that to them?
Oh, you're a little soft there. I don't know what's going on in your end of the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, her brother like repairs computers and stuff.
Ah.
And every time somebody would call from Texas, he would sing that Deep from the Heart of Texas song to him and like clap and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's like really degrading.
Yeah.
Man.
So anything new in the world of Robert Benfer?
Nothing much. My dog died.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, but I think everybody knows about that now. It's all everybody can talk about.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere I go on my forum and your forum, there's, like, people making threads about my dog being dead.
Yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, Chula, she was having a lot of heart problems for the past, 2 years, and we finally had to, like, put her to sleep a couple of nights ago.
Yeah. This is a depressing episode of Noxcast.
It's very depressing.
This Aquapod water doesn't taste very good. I think it's old.
Old Aquapod?
Yeah.
Man, that sounds disgusting. Old Aquapod. That's a really bad word. Old Aquapod.
Yeah. Aquapod.
Aquapod. That's like an underground layer thing.
I've been trying to learn how to play the keyboard. The piano.
Wow, like a normal instrument. Well, a normal,
yeah.
Generic instrument. You finally want to play a normal instrument that even I play.
Because I use it to compose all the stuff. on my computer, except I don't actually know how to play it.
Oh, really?
So I got all these books, and let me tell you something. Musical theory is just it blows my mind. It's crazy. There's just so much stuff that I didn't realize before. Because I got this book that has all these piano scales in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this fantastic book. And it all made sense. The piano scales made complete sense. Just looking through them, because I had never seen them in visual form. Like, I knew how they had to go, like, major scales, what half step, whole step, all that stuff. I understand that, and I understood all that, but seeing it in front of me, I finally understood scales.
Well, good job, Jason.
Not just that, because I never realized, because there's all these scary-sounding scales, like Lydian and Dorian and all this other stuff, but it's actually, it's basically all the same notes. The only difference is you have a different center of the pitch.
Yeah.
A certain major scale will have the exact same notes as a certain natural minor scale, a certain Dorian scale, a certain Lydian scale. I mean, they're all the same thing. You just have a different center of... Yeah. So I got that, and I thought, wow, this isn't as hard as I thought it was. But then I started trying to learn about chords and harmonies and all this stuff, and I immediately shut down.
Oh, too hard?
There is so many ridiculous mathematical-based chords in what you're supposed to play. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Too hard for Jason.
It's too hard for Jason.
Did you fall over?
I fell over a couple times.
You fell over? It was too hard and you just fell over?
Yes. I just collapsed.
How often does that happen?
Very sad. Quite often, actually. I have a blood pressure problem, so that if I'm standing, like, I'll collapse, like, 28 times a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. I fall over, like, all the time. They used to call me Dr. Folly.
Dr. Folly? No, I don't believe you. I actually don't think that you really fall at all.
Maybe not.
I think I made a silly joke and you just went along with it.
Maybe.
I think that's what happened.
It doesn't matter, Robert.
I think that's what happened.
No.
No, I think I made a joke and you said, I'll go along with it.
No.
And then you came up with Dr. Folly. And you're such a liar.
I might be.
I want you to admit to everybody that you don't really fall over when you're confused.
Most of the stuff I say in the show is not true.
Most of the stuff I say on the show isn't true either.
We're just a bunch of liars.
We're just a bunch of liars.
We're coming clean.
Yeah.
This is the Noxcast episode of Healing.
Anything else you want to admit?
No.
No?
No, not really.
No?
Nope.
Not really? Nothing at all? Nothing that we've lied about?
I have all these piano books, and I keep like not figuring them out, and so I order more piano books hoping that that'll help, but it doesn't. So yeah, I got like a piano book, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me, so I'll order another one. And I'll get that, and it'll work for a couple of pages, and then it'll go over my head, and I'm like, I toss it aside, and then I go online and order a couple more.
You think you're gonna come across a magical book that just suddenly gets easier for you?
Maybe. There's gotta be a book out there that just clicks with my method of learning. Because like, I got the scale
colors,
book. The scale book is the first piano book I got that really clicked with me. And immediately, like, I could do the scale things. Like, I was looking at a scale, and I could then play in that scale, because I could see it visually. And I suddenly clicked what the scales meant, and I know scales now. I mean, I don't have them all memorized, except I understand them.
You just need a book with, like, pop-outs and colors and shapes and, like, numbers and...
Not exactly like steps.
That's what you need.
But I need something.
Learning music in 5 easy steps.
I need something. I need something, Robert.
You need to die. I'm just kidding.
No.
Don't die. Don't die, because then I'm just going to be sitting here and like, I'm going to be here all alone. I'm going to be like, hey, everybody. You know, it's just Robert Binford, nobody else. And then what am I going to talk about?
You know what really sucks?
What?
The Olive Garden. We talked about that a little last episode.
I like the Olive Garden.
No, it was just, you know, because it's not a horrible restaurant. It's just a mediocre restaurant. And there's so many of those these days. I just constantly go to mediocre restaurants.
What? Well, I love their salads.
Their salad was okay.
Their salad.
It wasn't a bad. It wasn't a bad salad. I mean, it was a decent salad.
First
but it's just.
I've ever met who doesn't like the Olive Garden.
It's just a mediocre restaurant.
Why?
I don't know. It's gotten to the point, because I cook at home a lot.
Yeah.
And my cooking has gotten to the point where I don't burn it anymore. I can actually cook things that don't taste horrible. And so it's gotten to the, I can cook as good as the stuff that I end up eating at the Olive Garden.
Ah, that's cool.
So, the Olive Garden is totally mediocre now. I can't, and when I say that, it's to my tastes. I'm sure that anybody else who eats my food will hate it and think I'm crazy.
Yeah, you like freaking burnt, what was it, bacon?
Eggs.
Burnt eggs?
Yes.
So God knows what you like.
I know.
You'll have your eggs burnt to a crisp before you'll eat them.
I do.
That's probably how all your food is.
No, actually, that's...
Put freaking tomatoes in your grilled cheeses.
Hey, God, man, that's delicious. That's not sick, that's delicious.
No, it's not.
No, but I make a mean
tomatoes anyway.
Mean stuffed pepper.
Mean?
Yeah.
Mean.
I love that is one of my favorite foods. Stuffed peppers.
Stuffed peppers.
With rice and mushrooms and onions and just all this kind of stuff that I shove in there, and then just tomato.
Just put a bunch
stuff
of crap
on top, and it's delicious. It is fantastic. And I
cook
them.
You take a bunch of crap and then you put it in other crap.
I do, and I.
Why
I make...
you don't like the Olive Garden? You'd rather eat in the friggin' dumpster.
Well, because you know, there's this class of restaurant. There's like the Olive Garden. There's Fridays. There's Applebee's. They're all like the same restaurant. They all make similar kinds of food. There's Chili's.
Yeah.
There's all these restaurants, and they're all like the medium kind of mediocre eat out restaurants. They're like the place you're going around, and you're like, hey, where do you want to eat? And they're like, I don't know, Chili's is open.
I don't really like Chili's, actually. I like Fridays, though.
Yeah, I don't like Chili's. Well, there's one thing I eat at Fridays, and that is.
I don't like Applebee's either.
At Fridays, I got just fettuccine Alfredo. And they make a mediocre fettuccine Alfredo. But a mediocre fettuccine Alfredo is still better than most other things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Friday, I don't know.
I don't know, I'm getting tired of Olive Garden's chicken Alfredo. I mean, I still like their salads, and I still like their mozzarella.
Well, because I have this thing where I have, if there's a restaurant I'm going to that I haven't eaten at before, and they serve fettuccine Alfredo, I have to get it. So I think I've talked about this before. I think everything we're talking about, we've talked about on some other episode of Noxcast.
Yeah.
Except I think there's probably at least 50 different types of fettuccine Alfredos that I've tried. And the Olive Garden...
That's how I am with wings.
The Olive Garden, amazingly, is below average.
Below average?
Below average. I actually think Fridays makes a better fettuccine Alfredo. It is ridiculous.
I love Fridays.
There's this restaurant called Carrabba's. You know Carrabba's?
No.
Oh, well, it's
never
around.
I don't think we have this.
I think it must be like a southeastern thing or something. I don't know, but they have Carrabba's, and they actually have a decent fettuccine Alfredo. It's not a great fettuccine Alfredo, but I would mark it as probably a 7 on a scale from 1 to 10. But Olive Garden is definitely a 4.
And you love your Alfredos.
And Fridays is maybe a 5. Just sort of mediocre.
Yeah.
The best fettuccine Alfredo is a local restaurant around here called Luna.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely... That is an 8 or a 9.
Wow, really? Wait, that's high.
That is pretty high.
I don't think we have Luna's either. I've never heard of that.
No, that's just... There's just one of them. It's not a chain. Yeah, it's a local place.
Oh.
You usually find better food at the local places. Especially local places that have been around for a while.
Well, you need to take me there when we're shooting Lakeside.
If it's a local place and it hasn't gone out of business, then it's probably because they have good food.
Oh, cool.
So if you have a local place that's been around for like 10 years, then...
Yeah, well, we're shooting Lakeside. Maybe you can take me there and I can eat their
delicious... they got fantastic pizza, amazing garlic knots, any kind of Italian food.
That's cool.
It's great. There's also a Greek restaurant around here that's totally suck.
That's totally sucked.
Yeah, it's terrible. I guess, because I grew up with a lot of Greek food every year. you know, holidays, yeah. Family would come down, cook Greek food.
Greek.
So I'm used to good Greek food, but this was the mediocre. This was the Olive Garden of Greek food. I don't even know what this place is called, but it was pretty okay.
Huh. And you really know your food.
It's pretty. No, I don't. That's. I really don't. But I just it's because well, you know when you eat at these places so often, it just sort of it doesn't wow you anymore. It's just like, yeah, this is okay. I mean, no one is like let's go out to a fancy restaurant. Let's go to Chili's. No one's like, I want to go out and celebrate my big business deal. Let's go celebrate by getting a fancy meal at the Olive Garden. I don't know.
Oh no, that's where I usually go for birthdays. But maybe I'm just cheap.
Well, for birthdays I got a Pizza Hut, so.
Okay.
It's not a matter, because you can go to a place and get good food for cheap. Because I mean, there's plenty of places that you can get good food that's cheap. It's not a matter of expense; it's a matter of just boring food that they
maybe
serve in these places.
Maybe you should just try a completely new dish. Maybe just enough with the Alfredo. Maybe
well, because if you have a restaurant that's nationwide, then that means they have to make mediocre food. Because if they make it too much in one style, then it won't have success nationally. Because they have to make stuff that people in Texas like. They have to make the same meals that people in New Hampshire will like, that people in New York will like. I mean, just all over the place. If they're a national chain, then the food they make has to be liked by people all over the entire country.
What's
people
the difference?
Who have totally different tastes. Well, because, I mean, you have like, when I was in New Orleans, they had distinct types of food that they serve there. And
really?
In New York, they got different types of foods. And I'm sure that's the thing, because everything has become, these chain restaurants, they've kind of gotten rid of the concept of localized food types.
Yeah.
In the United States, because it's all the same crap.
I don't know, because I like...
I don't know. It's just it's okay. It's decent food, but it's not great food.
Yeah.
It's not like you go to Fridays and think this is the best meal I have ever had in my entire life.
I don't know. I might have done that.
Yeah.
But I might do that everywhere.
It's just okay.
I think I'll go.
I'd much rather just have it, even if it's not particularly well made. I'd rather have something that was at least interesting.
Yeah.
Because the stuff I have at Olive Garden is the same stuff I've always had, and it tastes the same as it
Texas
did
like
10
that
years
you don't
ago.
Like?
I have no idea.
What, like cow heads?
I have no
clue. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah, we eat rattlesnake at our Olive Gardens. That's why
you do.
Have to eat it.
That's it.
That's why you have rattlesnake eyes in your
rattlesnakes.
Riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not a big rattlesnake fan.
Not a big rattlesnake. Me neither. And nobody in Texas is either. Rattlesnake.
Yeah. Oh, see any good movies lately?
No, I saw the Simpsons movie, but that was like a month ago.
The Simpsons movie. Yeah, I think, didn't we talk about that?
No, I don't think we have.
No.
No, because we had like those three episodes.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I thought the South Park movie was a little better, but...
Yeah, well, it's hard to beat that.
That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it is. That was, I think, the best TV show to theater movie ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and they were only on their, like, second season.
But, I think the Simpsons movie was about as good as a Simpsons movie would ever possibly be. It was exactly what it should have been, and I thought it was pretty good.
That was good.
Wasn't
that going to be like the final episode type thing, and then changed their mind?
Well, I think Matt, the creator, had originally in his mind that he would create the movie when the series was dying, but then the series never died, so...
It's never going to die.
Yeah. But,
aren't they planning on ending it in 2009, 2008?
I have no idea.
Or is that South Park?
I have no clue. South Park, they talked about ending South Park right when they were finishing the around the time they were finishing the Team America movie. They were like, we're going to quit South Park in a couple of years, but I think they went back on that. I think it was just the fact that they wanted to kill themselves the whole time making that Team America movie. Any interview you hear about them, they're like, oh, man, making that movie was so hard. It's funny because that was like the hardest thing that they've ever done, doing the Team America movie.
Yeah, I know. I've read...
And you don't realize how difficult some of that stuff is because it looks like it's about the easy... I mean, you get a bunch of puppets, you wave them in front of the camera.
Yeah,
but
they
apparently,
they
thought it was going to be like really, really easy, but apparently it wasn't.
Yeah, just having a guy like walk into a room and then turn,
yeah,
like a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
because I have a couple of marionettes and they're like a pain in the ass.
Puppeteering is a difficult art.
Yeah, I still want to make a sock puppet movie.
Yeah, you do.
That's probably going to be one of those things too, where I'm like, it's going to be easy. You just got a bunch of sock puppets. And I'm going to end up killing myself during it.
Probably. I saw another movie recently called Renaissance.
Never heard of it.
It's you might have seen an ad or something for it. It's
probably.
It's an animation. It's in super insanely high contrast, black and white.
Really?
I'm looking to see if I can find a screenshot. The animation was great. I mean, I have not seen a movie like this, well, ever. I don't think there
an animation.
Has, yeah, an animation like this, ever. I don't think I've seen anything. But here, I'm gonna send you a screenshot.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So it's just the entire thing is literally black and white. It's
that's how it is.
Yeah.
What's it about?
that's one of the falling points of the movie. The
plot line.
Here
we go.
Well, no, it wasn't like totally bizarre or anything. It was just a bad science fiction movie. Yeah, the animation was spectacular though. It's just the plot line wasn't particularly thrilling. It was about I don't know. It was about someone was kidnapped, and so this cop has to go around and find her. It's the movie is 3D animation. It was just super duper mania high contrast, but yeah. So this girl's kidnapped. He has to go find her, and he ends up unraveling this whole plot with this company Avalon, who's trying to keep people forever young. Or I don't know. It's the plot was kind of dumb.
Yeah, usually movies that have like weird styles like that, they end up having like really stupid plots.
Yeah, it's
except for maybe what's it? God, I forgot what it was called. Damn it!
I mean, there's some movies I've seen that had great plots and also great animation, but this movie was just really really cool animation, but just kind of plot.
Sin City, that's what I was thinking about. Sin City. Sin City was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
But usually movies that have like weird like styles like that, they're like unique. It's cool to watch, but they usually have like really stupid.
Yeah, that was with this movie.
So the crazy style kind of makes up for it.
Well, it was fun to watch
except
just
for
because
Sin
of
City.
That, but
like the Scanners Darkly.
I didn't see that.
Saw some of it.
How was it?
Well, I only saw some of it, so it wasn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just don't like.
What's that?
Keanu Reeves. Maybe I just don't like Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, man.
I keep on forgetting names today. I couldn't remember Sin City. I couldn't remember Keanu Reeves.
Memory, man.
Memory. They're making another Mummy movie.
Oh, God.
Are
you serious?
Making a third Mummy movie.
Yeah.
The Mummy. Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Comes out 2008 next year.
When will they stop?
We got Jet Li.
Because we've already had two Mummy movies and a spinoff, The Scorpion King.
I like the Mummy movies.
I don't know. I liked the first one when I saw it, and the second one was kind of dumb.
Kind of dumb?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Making another National Treasures.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Sorry. Sneezy.
Oh, man, Jason.
Another National Treasure.
Another National Treasure. So the guy, like, kidnapped the president. And
they're making another Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's going to be in...
Told me about
it's an animated film.
full CGI. That kind of sucks, though.
Yeah, that is kind of lame.
I want to see old. I want to see old Bill. Bill Murray. I keep on forgetting all these names.
Yeah, man, Bill Murray.
I want to see old Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Good old
Bill Murray.
But when is Bill it coming? It's not on IMDb. It's not on IMDb or anything.
No, I'm not even sure. It's the only person who said anything about it is Dan Aykroyd. He keeps talking about Ghostbusters 3.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Who knows, man?
It's not even on IMDb, and I haven't heard anything since you told me like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was on IMDb at one point, I think, except it doesn't seem to be there now, so maybe it got pulled. Maybe they were like, this is a terrible idea.
I don't know. I'd see it if it wasn't, like, CGI. Well, I'd see it anyway, but...
Oh, yeah, man,
What?
What's his name?
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
Now you're forgetting names. Dead silence.
What's his name? Oh, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott?
He's a director.
Yeah, I know. I know who he is.
Yeah, Ridley Scott. He made Alien.
Mm-hmm.
He made, what other movies did he make?
He made
Blade Runner. That's a huge one. He made Legend. Thelma and Louise. Gladiator. Hannibal. Huge director. I mean, big time director.
Yeah.
He's announced one of his new movies that he's going to be working on, that he's going to be making.
And what is that?
Are you ready?
I don't think so, but okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Monopoly the movie.
Monopoly the movie?
Monopoly the movie.
Are you serious?
Monopoly the movie.
Monopoly the movie.
Yep. Here's the story right here. Although it was once a bizarre rumor, director Ridley Scott has confirmed his plans to work on a movie based off the popular board game Monopoly. Scott says, "Monopoly is still the most popular board game, I might be misquoting, in the world, so it's really finding the universe for that game. But clearly it ought to be humorous and for the family, the funny way it brings out, particularly when your uncle suddenly gets Park Lane, and in England we have blah, 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 blah." Yeah, so he's going to make Monopoly into a movie.
What the hell? Same guy who brought you Black Hawk Down is bringing you Monopoly the movie.
Yep.
Monopoly the movie. They're making The Sims, too.
Yeah.
The Sims movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know, because Clue is one of the best comedies ever.
Yeah, the Clue was pretty funny. I mean, Clue.
So, I mean, if they could turn Clue into a fantastic movie, then maybe they could do the same with Monopoly.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it.
They're running out of things to, like, remake.
Yeah, sure. They
20 years from now, they're going to remake all the remakes that they're remaking now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've already had, there's been a couple of remakes already, but...
Yeah, there's already been, like, 3 King Kongs.
Yeah.
Then in 20 years from now, there's going to be another King Kong, 6-hour-long King Kong movie.
Monopoly, the movie. Monopoly, the movie.
200 movies is going to be, like, a 20-hour King Kong movie.
Yeah.
It's going to keep on getting longer.
Well, we're at the end of the episode.
Monopoly, the movie.
We're at the end.
We're at the end?
Yes.
The end?
We're at the end of the episode.
Oh, wow. Well, it was nice not getting hurt this time, this episode.
Yeah.
It was nice talking.
It is nice talking.
Talking
Hello.
Like having a regular episode and not being trapped in anything.
Yep.
Not being stepped on or beat up or...
I know, it's been a while. It's been like 4 episodes since we've had something like this.
I know, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I will talk to you later.
Yeah, I guess I'll talk to you sometime next week.
Bye.
And then the week after that, and then the week after that.